Let's talk about World of Warcraft for a minute.
I will place my trust in WoW and Blizzard this one last time. On behalf of the player base, please make Legion work. We are counting on you. This is really the last chance. Players are out of goodwill after Warlords. Sincerely, Denia 1, Human Priest, the Blizzard Forums.
Perhaps you missed the millions of people cramming themselves through the exit for Kata and Mop. The Doomsayers were correct. Perhaps Blizzard should listen more.
Problem is, the community has gone down to shit, enjoying putting no effort for extreme rewards. Don't even see the fun in that personally.
We don't even know if WoW players always go to another MMO, or just give up on MMOs entirely.
I promise that we are going to do our very, very best to not let any of you down. Sincerely, Ion Hazakostas, Blizzard Entertainment.
It's easy to be cynical. I mean, just look at the last couple of years of World of Warcraft. Warlords of Draenor launched with a fair amount of praise. For the first couple of months, everything looked good for the game. Everything looked great. The future was bright. Subscriptions were back on the rise, somewhere in the 10 million range, and people were excited about chipping away at their favorite video game fantasy MMO. But then, something changed. Solid questing content ran out. Garrisons began to feel stale and repetitive. World bosses and related events just felt like DPS sponges without much in the way of rewards. Dungeons were cool, but you can only run them so many times before you outgrow them, and they become too repetitive and uninspired. And by the time raid content landed, many had already put their mouse aside, folding their arms, and felt, well, a little betrayed. Suddenly, people who had initially given Pandaria heat for being a, quote, kids expansion, unquote, longed now for its expansive sense of exploration and gameplay depth. Those disappointed with Cataclysm's lack of nuance suddenly missed its daring world building and singular antagonist. More recently, Blizzard was just as quiet about Legion's progress as they were about the lack of content in Warlords. We were all disappointed. $49 worth of disappointment. So, I have this theory. Some of you may have heard me say this before. I'm certain that all the quiet months from Blizzard during the long tail of Warlords and the lead up to Legion, that silent stretch was all about the team not working on the current content virtually at all. And it was about all hands on deck for Legion. This is easy to say in retrospect. You could kind of feel it at the time. But it's very easy to say now. How easy? Just play Legion. And see for yourself just how easy. Blizzard has managed to put together, arguably, the best expansion content since launch in 2004. Everything screams of detail and care. From the amazing new zones and the carefully articulated quests and storylines, one immediately feels like they are back in a fully realized, fleshed-out world of infinite possibilities. At times, it's almost like there's too much world, too much to do, too much to see, too much to explore. Every class has been revamped, every spec as well. Adherence to character fantasy has been honed, I say, to a level that we haven't seen since the launch of the game. Characters in the Warcraft lore, both large and small, have been put to work in this expansion like none before it, I would argue. We've experienced real loss so far, real emotion, and some really good cheesy stuff too. Our weapons are legends, and we've been leveling those as well. We're finding chests, the rarest of world items, checking class hall quests from the convenience of our smartphones, and all the while marveling at the world they built in the Broken Isles. Player versus player has never been so accessible, skill-focused and rewarding. The recent revamp of the floating city of Dalaran has never been so lag-free. And the music, man, and the music is tying all of this together in a way that only the Blizzard award-winning sound team can do. The package is incredibly complete and far-reaching, and it's what we wanted. It's what we needed. And on a very basic level, it's what we paid for. Now, it would be easy for some to say, sorry, Blizzard, you took my $50 plus subscription fees with Warlords, and I don't trust you anymore. I can see this feeling, and I totally get it. And if I didn't make it clear earlier, I think they made a very concise decision, and a conscious one, to virtually halt all meaningful production on Warlords post-release content in order to get everybody on Legion. The level of attention is clear everywhere I look in this expansion. Handcrafted, incredibly executed. Now that may not be a good enough excuse for some to handle your disappointment in Warlords of Draenor, but it is for me. Here's hoping this is just a shadow of how content will be delivered in both the immediate Legion future patches and the expansions yet to come. I'm back, and I like it here. The Boop Show is a production of the Frog Pants Network and me, Scott Johnson. For contact information and more, visit frogpants.com/boop. See you next time.